Welcome back to another episode of the Headline Decoder, your weekly political breakdown on CJMQ 88.9, your favorite local radio. I'm Adele, your host for this second part of the recent episode, in which I started to give you an insight into the role of the Honorable Greg Fergus as a parliamentarian in the Liberal Party of Canada. Today, we'll continue discussing the topic as I'll dive deeper into some of his perspectives on life and politics. This will include some of the things Mr. Fergus has told Bishop's University political science students this past March during a visit of Ottawa's Parliament. Let's start today's segment by taking a look at what first inspired Greg Fergus to become a politician. During our conversation with Mr. Fergus, we learned that he started his political education as a teenager by subscribing to NSERD, a transcript of the procedures, answers, and votes of parliamentarians during question periods in Parliament. This was delivered to his house every day, and he would imagine what the members of Parliament were like when he read their answers. Later, when he was 14, he had his first job as a page at the House of Commons, which he liked because it allowed him to walk on the green carpet. Moreover, Mr. Fergus explained that his parents couldn't give him money or connections, but an education. He described his parents as very hard-working people and credits them for all the great things that have happened to him. Greg Fergus is more than grateful for that and the values he's received from his parents, which pushed him through his career and his life. His parents came to Canada to give their kids opportunities. Since Mr. Fergus has his Canadian citizenship, he could run for office. Today, Greg Fergus feels lucky to do his job, which he described as being a kid in a candy shop since he gets to be a parliamentarian. He also added on to this by describing how important it is to him to contribute and make a difference in society. Even when he was the Speaker of the House, Mr. Fergus kept working with the members of Parliament to bring out the best in them so they could have the important debates that shape society. It was also important to Greg Fergus that Canadians see the House of Commons as a place where good and serious debates happen. For those who don't know what the function of the Speaker of the House is, it is a member of Parliament who is elected by other members because they trust him to preside over the proceedings in the chamber. The Speaker is the spokesperson and representative of the House of Commons, and he oversees its administration. In October of 2023, the Honorable Greg Fergus became the 38th Speaker of the House. It was the first time a person of color ever took on the role in Canada, but also in any G7 country. When CBC News invited him to an interview as part of Black History Month, they celebrated that he made history. Then Mr. Fergus described his point of view that being the first Black speaker shows the diversity, multicultural identity, and openness to the world that Canada has. When the Honorable Greg Fergus described the moment he became the Speaker of the House, he said it was exciting but overwhelming too, because he knew how challenging it would be to work with members while always staying impartial. If we were to compare being an MP and being the Speaker, there would be ups and downs in each position, but Mr. Fergus liked both because working in Parliament allows him to make a difference in his community and country. In a way, being the Speaker is just as challenging as being a regular member of Parliament, because being an MP means representing the people of your constituency as they want to be represented. That's incredibly challenging since no one can ever please everyone at once. But at the same time, Mr. Fergus described that the Speaker of the House doesn't have the same privileges as a normal politician would have in being able to defend themselves at all costs. This means that when Mr. Fergus made a mistake, there's only so much he could do to defend himself. In fact, in a CBC News interview, the parliamentarian quoted one of his friends and said that every politician at some point gets their time on the barbecue. Like everyone else, he had his moment on the barbecue as the speaker. However, he just kept going, and that's something that applies to anyone going through tough times. From what I recall, according to Fergus's point of view, it isn't our mistakes that matter, but rather what we do next. Indeed, he thinks that it's our actions that matter most and that we must act to make a difference. Greg Fergus himself dedicated his career to making a difference. For example, when mentioning the historic nature of his being the first black speaker, Mr. Fergus acknowledged that we can today enjoy the opportunities we have because of the hard work of those before us. This is part of why he thinks it's so wonderful that just by having Canadian citizenship, he can run for office, and that today Canada is so open to diversity. For him, while it can be important to understand the progress that's been made over time, it's crucial to look at the future, not at the past. He added that he vowed not to give up because there's a ton of work to do, so they need to move forward, not backward. For example, he said he wants today's politicians to create opportunities and make significant change so that the next generations won't understand the issues we're talking about today. When talking about black people, Mr. Fergus recognizes that he doesn't have the same opportunities today as a person of color as his parents did. However, he knows there's still a lot to be done because there is still a lot of racism, which is why he contributes to progress, such as by co-founding and co-chairing the Parliament Black Caucus for 6 years. We could link his perspective on progress to his perspective on cynicism. Greg Fergus believes that cynicism is a luxury that few people can afford. He states that with some of the discourse that's going on, we have to ask ourselves if we're willing to roll up our sleeves and get to work to do the business of the people. There's no time to be cynical, because that's not what's going to help progress. Fergus knows that the system won't take care of itself, and that's why the members of Parliament must have passionate but respectful debates. I think this can also be linked to Mr. Fergus's idealistic view of politics. Indeed, from his perspective, politics is about being of service to people, which is, in his opinion, the highest calling someone could have. To him, representing his community is an honor and a privilege. He said that it's extraordinary how we can govern ourselves and vote for ourselves, considering it's not a right in many countries. For him, this is an important opportunity that Canada gives its citizens to have a say in how the country is governed and to have the possibility to run for office. What's remarkable to Mr. Fergus about that is that just by the fact of existing, we can vote, which was not always the case. Finally, the last thing I want to add about the Honorable Greg Fergus is his advice to young people. His first advice is to get involved. He wants us to understand his perspective that if we do nothing, nothing will change. But if we do something and contribute, we run the risk of making a change. I think this advice summarizes well how he sees politics as a way to advance progress in society, and it's what keeps him going every day. His second piece of advice is to talk to each other. Greg Fergus believes that it's much easier to carry a burden with other people with whom we can share the pain but also the glories than to carry your pain alone. Overall, if you didn't understand it yet, what keeps Mr. Fergus going is what inspired him to be in politics in the first place. It's to make a difference. That's why he strongly hopes to inspire young people to go into politics so that they can, in turn, make a change. I think it'd be safe to say that, with all his years of experience in politics and life in general, the middle-aged man has much wise advice and perspectives to share with the world. That's why I deemed it significant to make an episode solely focused on him. Unfortunately, today's segment is already over. Thank you for joining me again in your weekly political breakdown on CJMQ 88.9. Overall, what you should remember from the last episodes is that politicians hold crucial positions in our societies, and the Honorable Greg Fergus is one of the politicians who has a significant political impact and perspective. I hope you liked learning more about this impressive Canadian politician. If you want to keep learning more about diverse aspects of Canadian politics, stay tuned for future episodes of the Headline Decoder on your favorite local radio. Until then, take care.